for the songs of Zion.
Toda kutenda ishene nzimbo dzeZion.
You know, all the spirit of heaviness, they have to flee away.
Unoza mweya yese inenge yakatiremera inofanira kutotiza.
As we get ready to hear the word of God.
But ninge tichigadzirira kunzwa shoko raMwari.
There is no devil that can withstand your coming to church.
Hapana dimoni rinogona kukumisa iwe kuti usaiwe kuchechi.
Because everything was paid for at Calvary.
Nekuti zvese izvo zvakabhadhariwa kare pamuchinji kwawe Calvary.
Maybe we rise to our feet as we read the scripture.
Pada ngatisimukei netsoka dzedu tichiverenga magwaro.
Amen.
Amen.
My friends at the balcony, how are you doing?
Shamwari dzangu dziri kubalkoni, makadi henyu?
You doing well?
Zvinhu zvose zvakaringana here?
Let me try my friends on the main auditorium. How are you doing, my friends?
Kwazi
shamwari
dzangu dziri pano pasi. Kaziwai hama dzangu.
I'm sure my friends in the balcony, you heard it.
Ndotenda kuti shamwari dzangu dziri kubalkoni manzwa zvaitika.
Balcony, good evening in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Mandiro akanaka nemusitara Jesu Kristu.
That's much better.
Aywa,
let's just give a clap offering to the Lord. You know, where Christ is, I read it again. The prophet was saying there is always noise.
Matthew 27:27.
Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers.
Zvino varwi vomubati vakaisa Jesu mumba yomubati hondo yose ikaunganira kwaari.
And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe.
Vakamubvisa nguo dzake vakamufukidza nguo tsvuku.
And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed on his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews."
Vakaruka korona yeminzwa ndokuisa pamusoro wake norutsanga muruoko rwake rworudyi vakapfugama pamberi pake vakamuseka vachiti, "Kwaziwai mambo wavaJudha."
Shall we bow our heads for prayer, brother Twitter, pray for us?
Ngatikota memusoro yedu tinamate. Baba vedu variko kumusoro kudenga. Tinokutendai Mwari nekuda kweservice yanhasi. Tinokutendai Mwari samasimba ose nekuda kwe the law of expectation. Takadzidziswa nemuprofita Mwari kuti unowana zvaunotarisira nguva dzose. Baba wangu tinoziva kuti vana venyu havana kuuya kuzonzwa ini nemufundisi pano Mwari. Vana venyu Mwari vauya pano nekuda kuti vanoziva kuti pane vimbiso inotaura kuti panoungana vaviri kana vatatu muzita rangu ndinenge ndiripo pakati pavo. Mwari mukati meimba ino tinodarika vaviri kana vatatu. Jehovha onai vana venyu vane zvishuwo zvakawanda. Vana venyu vane mibvunzo yakawanda. Vana venyu vamwe vari pamharadzano chaipo. Havachaziva zvekuita. Havachaziva kwekuenda. Jehovha vana venyu vamwe vanorwara pamweya chaipo kana nepanyama. Jehovha asi imi Mwari ndimi mune mhinduro dzose. Saka baba wangu taverenga gwaro Mwari. Nekuti takadzidziswa zvakare nemuprofita wedu. Kuti service haina kukwana pakasaverengwa gwaro Mwari. Mufundisi vaverenga gwaro Jehovha Ishe Mwari samasimba ose. Asi tinoziva zvakare kuti mufundisi vedu Mwari musene makarura. Havangamboziva zvinhu zvese zviri muvana venyu Mwari. Baba imi Jehovha ndimi munokwanisa kutaura nevana venyu. Chipaiwo mufundisi vedu Mwari nyasha dzekuti ishe vakwanisa kuzvisa parutivi. Mwari mugotaura kuvana venyu Mwari kuti tose patinobuda mukati meimba ino mumwe nemumwe anenge aine chapupu chekuti Mwari vataura neni. Ndawana mhinduro yangu. Ndanga ndakaremerwa ndarerukirwa. Munhu oenda kumba achiti reru reru moyo wangu. Mwari baba makambozviita munokwanisa kuzviita zvakare nhasi. Nekuti imi hamushanduke muri mumwe chete wazuro nhasi nekusingaperi. Baba tinokutendai. Tanga inesu mugopedza nesu nezita raJesu Kristu. Amen.
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 You can take your seats.
Garai zvenyu pasi.
It's a lengthy reading.
Tichativerengei pakati rebei.
I'm sure you allow you'll be happy to do that.
Ndinotenda kuti munofarawo kuverenga magwaro.
Amen.
Amen.
So this same scripture the prophet read.
Gwaro rimwe chete iri muprofita vakariverenga.
And he preached a message that day on Calvary.
Vakaparidza mharidzo inonzi zuva riya pa Calvary.
I'm sure last Sunday,
ndinotenda kuti svondo yapfuura,
we're talking about him who has got compassion on us.
Tangatara pamusoro pe iye ane tsiye nyoro nesu.
The same person, we just continue with the same kind of a view, but just lining it to that day on Calvary.
Tirikuendera mberi nemaonero mamwe chete, asi nhasi uno tirikuda kumbotarisa pazuva riya paCalvary.
His compassion constrained him to go all the way to Calvary.
Tsitsi dzavo dzakavamanikidza kuti vafambe rwendo rwose kuenda paCalvary.
You maybe just, we're going to read again the portion in the Bible, left reading, but I just want you to know that it was not an easy task that day on Calvary.
Tichaverenga hedu pakati rebembairi mbi muchapaona, asi ndoda kuti mungozvibata kuti zvangaka zvisiri nyore kuna Ishe Jesu Kristu zuva riya paCalvary.
So that at least you can appreciate to say, though he was not supposed to do it, but he was forced to do it because of you, because of me.
Kuti munyatsokuyemura kuti kunyange vanga vasingafanire kuzviita, asi mugone kugamuchira kuti vakazviitira iwe neni.
You know, no man was worthy to die for another.
Hapana munhu anga akakodzera kuti afire mumwe.
But it was only him who was worthy.
Asi ivo Ishe Jesu bedzi ndivo vanga vakakodzera.
We were born in sin, shaped iniquity.
Isu takazvarwa muzvivi, tikaumbwa mukudarika.
We were supposed to go die in hell.
Taifanira kufa toenda Gehenna.
Had it not been that day on Calvary, my brother, my sister, you were doomed.
Dai ranga risiri zuva iro riya repaCalvary, hama yangu, hanzvadzi yangu, tose tingadai takaparara.
It was Calvary that settled the sin question.
iCalvary yakapedza nyaya yechivi.
You know, the penalty of sin is death. So you were supposed to die.
Saka munoziva kuti mubayiro wechivi rufu, saka taifanira kufa.
That was the requirement of sin, it was death.
Ndozva idikanwa kumutadzi, aifanira kufa.
And eternal life had gone away.
Upenyu husingaperi wakanga waenda.
But because of that day on Calvary, eternal life is brought back, that you're not going to die any longer.
Asi nekuda kwezuva riya repaCalvary, upenyu husingaperi wakadzoka kuti iwe uchirega kufa.
We were wanderers,
takanga tingori vapepereki,
not knowing where you're going, not even knowing where you're coming from.
Tisingazive kwatakananga kana kwatiri kubva.
You could not help one another.
Hapana aikwanisa kubatsira mumwe.
But we want to thank God for that day on Calvary.
Asi tinoda kutenda Mwari nezuva riya repaCalvary.
Even angels, we sing that song to say, angels, they looked down. They could not comprehend it when they saw the Maker, he was being crucified.
Tinoimba rumbo rwuya kuti ngirozi dzakatadza kutarisa muchinjikwa kuti dzitarise dzichiona musiki wadzo achiroverwa paCalvary.
We read again 27.
Toverenga zvakare 27.
We were on verse 30.
Chapter 27, verse 30.
And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head.
Vakamupfira mate, vakatora rutsanga, vakaramba vachimurova musoro.
Now, what is being done to the Lord Jesus Christ, it was supposed to be you.
Zvese izvi zviri kuitwa kuna Ishe Jesu Kristu, zvaifanira kunge zvichiitwa kwauri iwe.
And after they had mocked him, they took the robe off him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him.
Vakati vamuseka, vakamubvisa nguo tsvuku, vakamupfekedza nguo dzake, vakaenda naye kundomuroverera pamuchinjikwa.
Verse 32. As they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross.
Vakati vachibuda, vakawana munhu weKurini wainzi Simon, vakamumanikidza iye kuti atakure muchinjikwa washe.
And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say a place of a skull,
vakati vasvika panzvimbo inonzi Gorogota, ndokuti nzvimbo yedehenya.
There they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink.
Vakamupa waini yakavhenganiswa nenduru kuti anwe, asi wakati aravira akaramba kunwa.
And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vexure did they cast lots.
Vakati vamurovera pamuchinjikwa, vakagovana nguo dzake pakati pavo, vachikanda mijenya, kuti zvakarehwa nemuprofita zviitike zvinoti, vakagovana nguo dzangu pakati pavo, vakakanda mijenya pamusoro sekudya.
And set upon his head accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews."
Vakagara vakamurindapo vakaisa pamusoro wake rugwaro remhosva yake rokuti uyu ndiye Ishe mambo wavaJudha.
There were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left.
Vakamuroverera pamwechete nemakororo maviri mumwe kuruboshwe mumwe kurukudyi.
Imagine that day on Calvary.
Chimbofunga pamusoro pezuva riya paCalvary.
It was doom for others, but it was grace for others.
Kwanga kuri kuparara kune vamwe asi dzakanga dziri nyasha kune vamwe.
Imagine even these two thieves.
Chimbofunga pamusoro pembavha mbiri.
One on the left, one on the right.
Imwe kuruboshwe imwe kurudyi.
They were there because of their evil deeds.
Dzakanga dzaendeswapo nekuda kwezvakaipa zvadzo.
But praise be the name of the Lord to one of them.
Asitarashe ngari kudzwe nekuda kweimwe mbavha.
That day on Calvary brought him to go to a paradise.
Yakaita kuti imwe mbavha iyoyo iende kuparadiso.
I want to tell you tonight, my brother and sister,
ndinokudza madekwana nehama
hanzvadzi. You can accept that day on Calvary.
Ukangogamuchira zvakaitwa pazuva reCalvary.
Even though you were doomed.
Kunyange wangaifanira kuparara.
Like this thief on the cross.
Semba vaibva muchinjikwa.
Nothing good he has done.
Hapana chakanaka chaangaita.
He was supposed to die a sinner.
Aifana kufa ari mutadzi.
But because of that day on Calvary.
Asi nekuda kwezuva riya paCalvary.
The unthinkable happened.
Zvanga zvisingatarisirwa zvakaitika.
The unimaginable thing happened.
Zvaisingambofungirwi zvakaitika.
Not even in his dream had he even thought he was going to paradise.
Asina kumbobvira azvirota kuti angapinde paradiso.
Tonight I'm saying,
manirano ndirikuti,
because of that day on Calvary,
nekuda kwezuva riya paCalvary,
there is nothing that we can say cannot happen.
Hapana chatinogona kuti ichi hachigoneke.
He accepted that day on Calvary.
Akagamuchira zvezuva reCalvary.
From being doomed.
Pane kunzi panzvimbo yekuparara.
He went straight to paradise.
Akananga kuparadiso.
I'm sure you remember, my brother, my sister, when our children acted for us.
Ndotenda munorangarira vana vedu pavakatiitira mutambo uyu.
When he went to paradise.
Paakapinda paradiso.
When he was being asked to say shalom, my brother.
Painzi shalom hama.
Because he was such a sinner.
Nekuda kuti anga ari mutadzi mukuru.
Never been to church.
Asinambopinda church.
He thought shalom was somebody, it's a name for somebody. But this is because of that day on Calvary. I do not care what sins you have done or not done, but as long as you can just accept that day on Calvary. Tonight as you leave this place, your sins which are many, the Lord Jesus Christ was saying that. Your sins, which are many, are forgiven. He came to die this day on Calvary, not for somebody who was righteous.
But
he came for a sinner like me, for a sinner like you. For that day on Calvary is a day for a sinner. So a sinner should be happy for that day on Calvary. Praise be the name of the Lord. Even if the devil might not want that day, he might want to remove that day in the memory of human beings. But that day on Calvary, we appreciate that day. Praise be the name of the Lord. So as we read this, what happened on the day on
Calvary,
you should also try to appreciate, to say the anguish that the Lord Jesus Christ passed through, it was because of you, because of me.
Iwe unofanira kunyatsokuyemura kuti marwadzo nekugomera kwese kwakaita Ishe Jesu Kristu zvakaitika nokuda kwako neni.
Even when they were passing by, reviling him, wedging their heads, it's because of you and me.
Kunyange vakanga vachifura nepo vachimutuka vachisungiza musoro yavo zvakanga zvichiitwa iwe neni.
Hallelujah. Go on to 40.
Tiende pa verse 40.
and saying, Thou art destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days. Save thyself if thou be the Son of God. Come down from the cross. They were just mocking him, even like the chief priests. The scribes and the elders, they were also mocking him. And they were saying, you saved others, but you cannot save yourself. And they were saying, if you are the king of Israel, they were saying, come down and we'll believe you. But as Christians, brother and sister, you don't have to see or to see the manifestation of something that was promised of God, but your faith should just declare it. You should accept it even before it happens.
Iwese muKristu, haufane kumira kuti paitike chime chinana kana rimeshura kuti utende. Asi pakungoona vimbiso yaMwari, kutenda kwako kunofanira kungobvuma kuti ndizvo.
Mocking him, saying that he trusted in God, let him deliver him now.
Vakachimiseka vachiti akavimba muna Mwari, Mwari wacho ngauye amudzikinure iye zvino.
Mocking him to say, you said you are the Son of God.
Vachimiseka vachiti wakati wakazviti uri mwanakomana waMwari.
Praise be the name of the Lord. I am looking at a sister, I am looking at a brother who is saying, I put my trust in the true God.
Asi ndinotenda Mwari kuti ndirikatarisa hanzvadzi, ndakatarisa hama iri kuti ini ndinoisa kuvimba kwangu muna Mwari wechokwadi.
And if you put your trust in the true God, yes, that day on Calvary will bring benefits to you tonight.
Kana uchiisa kuvimba
even the thieves that were with him, they were also casting even the same in their teeth. But praise be the name of the Lord. In the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. Praise be the name of the Lord. My Lord, he cried out, Eli, Eli, lama
sabachthani.
My God, my God,
why
hast thou forsaken me? It was painful, my brother.
I
wonder why he was crying out, why hast thou forsaken me? The reason, it was you, it was me, my brother, my sister. So we should appreciate this day on
Calvary.
Some of them that stood there, they heard him, they said, this man calleth for Elias. And straight away, one of them ran, took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on the reed and gave him to drink. They were just putting a lot of strain on our Lord Jesus
Christ.
The rest said, let us see if Elias will come to save him. Now the Lord Jesus Christ yielded up his ghost. And praise be the name of the Lord. Behold, the veil of the temple was rent into twain from the top to the bottom. The reason why it did rent, so that you have free access, my brother. Free access to your Maker. Prior to this one, in the Old Testament, it was only the chief priest. Once in a year, he go in the Holy of Holies. With his sins, he will sacrifice. Sins of his family, he will sacrifice. That of Israel, he will sacrifice. But because of verse 51, praise be the name of the Lord, you don't have to wait for the high priest, my brother. If you feel like you want to go approach the throne of God, anytime you feel like, you can approach, my brother. Even if it is midnight, you want to approach him, free access you are given because of that day on
Calvary.
And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened and many bodies of the saints which slept rose. And they came out of the graves after his resurrection and went to the holy city and they appeared unto many. Now when the
centurion
there that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Christians don't do this. They don't wait for signs to appreciate that that's God. That's not faith. But if our Lord Jesus Christ told us in the Bible, whatever he told us, even to say if you pray for the sick, they shall be healed, even you are feeling their pain, but if you have got faith, you can complain. You can confess to say, I am healed. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to thank the Lord tonight. Because of Calvary.
Calvary.
Because of that day. The Lord Jesus Christ suffered. Even he took the disciples. Asked them to say, shall we just pray an hour? But they couldn't. They fell asleep. But him no sin he had done. He went to pray. Brother and sister, we should also be well acquainted with prayer. The prophet says in the message that day on Calvary, 53 he said, finally one day, that's that day at Calvary, there was one came down from glory, one by the name Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came from glory, and Calvary was formed. That was the day that the price was paid. And the sin question was settled forever. Settled forever. And it opened up the way unto this thing that we are hungering and thirsting
for.
It brought a place of satisfaction. Listen to this. There is no man that's ever visited Calvary and seen it the way it was that can ever be the same.
Hakuna munhu anoshanyira Calvary. Onyatso kuona zvakaitikapo oramba ari zvanga ari.
You can never continue in your living a sinful life if you visit Calvary.
Haungarambe uchirarama upenyu hwemutadzi kana wamboshanyira Calvary.
If you appreciate what he went through, my brother and my sister, it makes you change the way you do things.
Kana ukanyatso yemura zvakaitika pamuchinji kwa hama hanzvadzi zvinokukonzera kuti ushandure uchinje maitiro.
Everything that he ever desired or longed for is met when he reaches that place.
So says aishuvira kana kuda zvakazadziswa paakasvika panzvimbo iyoyo.
It was such an important day and such an important thing. It shook the world.
Rangari zuva guru uye changa chiri chinhu chikuru chakazunguza nyika.
It shook the world like it was never shook before when Jesus died at Calvary and paid the sin question.
Zvakazunguza nyika sekuzunguza kwainga isati yamboitwa kumashure apo pavakaenda pa Calvary vakabhadhara nyaya yechivi.
This sinful world had a blackout.
Nyika ino yechivi yakazima.
The sun went down in the middle of the day.
Zuva rakadzima pakati pezuva.
It had a nervous prostration.
Rakadedera.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the rocks shook.
Matombo akazunguzwa.
The mountains rent.
Makoma akatsemuka.
And the dead bodies bursted from the grave. What did it do? God zeroed in on Calvary. He wounded that animal called Satan forever. It is an animal called
Satan.
Now he has been more vicious since then because it brought light to the human race. And anyone knows that a wounded animal is the most vicious, crawling around with his back broke. But praise be the name of the Lord. his back or backbone is broke.
Musana wake wakachikorwa.
So no power it has.
Asisina simba.
So don't fear that animal.
Chirega kutya mhukai.
Now Satan was knocked out at Calvary.
Satan akarowa pamchinjikwa weCalvary.
We thank God for that day on Calvary.
Tinotenda Ishe nekuda kwezuva reCalvary.
He was knocked out.
Akarowa akawira pasi.
The earth proved that it was
nyika yakaratidza
kuti ndozvaitika. The greatest price that was ever paid, and only one that could pay it come and done it at Calvary.
Mbhadhari mukuru akabhadharwa uye pane mumwe akauya akazviita pamuchinjikwa weCalvary.
God had required it.
Mwari ndozvavaida.
No man was worthy.
Hapana anga akakodzera.
Hallelujah. And no man was able.
Hapana aizvikwanisa.
No man could do it.
Hapana aigona kuzviita.
And God came himself.
Mwari vakauya pachavo.
And was made human.
Vakaitwa munhu.
And lived a human life.
Vakararama upenyu hwevanhu.
Under human desires.
Vari pasi pezvishuvo zvevanhu.
And was crucified at Calvary.
Vakaroverwa paCalvary.
And then when Satan thought he wouldn't do it.
Zvino Satan pava akafunga kuti haagoni
kuzviita. He would go through it.
Akafunga kuti haagoni kupfuura nemazviri.
But he went to Gethsemane.
Asi akaenda Gethsemane.
And every temptation that any man ever stood.
Uye nemiedza yese yakamboonekwa nemunhu.
He went through it just like all men.
Ishe vakapfuura nemazviri sevanhu.
But he paid the price.
Asi vakabhadhara mubhadharo.
Praise be the name of the Lord. The
price
was paid.
Mubhadharo wakabhadharwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you don't have to live a sinful life any longer.
Saka uchafanira kurarama upenyu hwezvivi
zvakare. Nekuda
kwezuva reCalvary.
Because of that day on Calvary.
Nekuda kwezuva reCalvary.
A highway was made.
Pakagadzirwa nzira.
So that you can connect yourself back to your maker.
Kuti iwe ukwanise kuzvibatanidza zvakare
nemusiki wako.
Hallelujah.
So you have no right, my brother, my sister,
hauna mvumo hama hanzvadzi,
to continue living a sinful life.
Kuti urambe uchienda mberi neupenyu
hwezvivi. If you continue living a sinful life,
ukaramba uchienda mberi
neupenyu hwezvivi, you are not accepting that day on Calvary.
Hausugamuchira zuva reCalvary.
But praise be the name of the Lord.
Asi Ishe ngavakudzwe.
Because of predestination.
Nekuda kwekufanotemera.
That day on Calvary means something or means quite a lot to you.
Zuva riya reCalvary rinoreva zvikuru zvakawandisa kwauri.
61 the prophet says,
61 prophet avanoti,
the price was paid.
Mubhadharo wakabhadharwa.
And the bondage of Satan was broke.
Uye hutapwa hwaSatani hwakaputswa.
So it's broken, my brother, my sister.
Wakaputswa hama hanzvadzi.
On that day on Calvary.
Pazuva riya reCalvary.
So God put back into the hands of men a way back where he was looking for.
Zvino Mwari vakazvisa muoko wemunhu nzira yekudzoka yaakanga
achitsvaka. He has to weep no more.
Chirega kuchema zvakare.
Hit when he broke the backbone of Satan.
Zvino pavakatyora musana waSatan.
He is repeating it again.
Vari kuzvidzokora zvakare.
To say he broke the backbone of Satan.
Kuti Ishe vakatyora musana waSatan.
At Calvary.
PaCalvary.
The backbone of sin.
Musana wechivi.
The backbone of sickness.
Musana wehurwere.
So you should not fear this sickness.
Saka chirega kutya urwere
because its backbone was broken.
Nekuti musana wazo wakatyorwa.
And it brings every mortal being on the earth back into the presence of God.
Zvinounza munhu wese anofa wepanyika
kuzoka muupenyu.
Aine zvivi zvake zvakaregerwa.
Hallelujah. The prophet says,
hallelujah.
Our sins are forgiven.
Zvivi zvedu zvakaregerwa.
No more can Satan black us off from God.
Satan haachagona kuti dzivisa zvakare kudzoka
kuna Mwari. There is a highway made.
Pane nzira yakagadzirwa.
There is a telephone setting there.
Pane telephone iripo.
There is a line to glory.
Pane tambo inotisvitsa
mukubwinya. It brings every person in reach of that line.
Inoita kuti munhu wese akwanise kusvika kwaari.
If a man is full of sin,
kana munhu akazara nezvivi,
it connected him in central.
Inomubatanidza neku
central. Central.
Neku control center.
He can be forgiven of that sin.
Anogona kuregerwa zvivi izvi.
Not only that,
kwete izvozvo chete,
but that the sin is paid for.
Asi kuti zvivi zvakabhadharwa.
Oh, you don't have to say I'm not worthy.
Haichirega kuti handina kukodzera.
Sure you are not.
Hongu hauna.
You could never could be.
Hawaigona
kukodzera. But a worthy one took your place.
Asi akakodzera wacho akatora nzvimbo
yako. So you are free, my brother.
Saka hama wakasunungurwa.
You don't have to wonder anymore.
Chirega kudzengerera zvakare.
You don't have to be a pleasure seeking man out here on the earth.
For
there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stain. Your guilty stain is gone, my brother. All this blood, it quenches away, even remove stubborn sin.
63,
you don't have to be lost. There is a highway. There is a way. It is called the way of holiness. The unclean don't pass over it. For he comes through the fountain first, and then he enters the highway. As he enters through the fountain, all that sin is washed away. And he broke the powers of Satan. That was done on the day of Calvary. Oh, it says the captives free. The chains of are broken down. So you are free, my brother, because of that day on Calvary. 64, on Calvary, he opened those cell doors to let every captive go free. You don't have no longer to be torn down by sin. Oh, sin, it has to go, my brother. You wonder why the prophet is repeating it. You don't have to be torn down by sin, because it was defeated on that day on Calvary. You don't no longer have to yield yourself to the members of sin, drinking, smoking, gambling, telling lies. That day on Calvary, it brought honest, it brought just and upright, and Satan can do nothing about it, because you got hold of a line, a lifeline that's anchored in the rock of ages. Nothing can shake you from it. No wind can shake you from it. No, nothing, not even death itself, can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. That's what Calvary meant. You were hell bound, my brother. You were hell bound, my sister. But because of that day on Calvary, life was ushered back to you, my brother. 65, God gives us life. Our sins are gone. That day at Calvary paid the price. When we see that, no wonder the poet wrote, mid rendering rocks and darkening skies, my Savior bowed his head and died. The opening veil revealed the way to the heaven, joys and endless day. No more wondering, my brother, because of that day on Calvary. It was only Abraham who was wondering, sitting a city. But for you, my brother, because of that day on Calvary, you know where you are supposed to go. No more sickness. No more a sinful life. The sinner don't have to wonder anymore whether he can be saved or not. The sick man doesn't have to wonder anymore whether he can be healed or not. The opening veil on that day on Calvary, it revealed the way to the total victory. God gives us the power of his Spirit to live triumphantly over these things. Ask us only to believe it. Tonight we are just asking for you to believe it. If you believe it, my brother, you will get the benefits of that day on Calvary. All your desires, my brother, freely given because of that day on Calvary. You did not do anything, but it was freely given. 68, for all those patriarchs, they hunted for, and sought for. Calvary gave it to you free. Oh, brother and sister, aren't you happy to hear this tonight? Some of them, they were hunting for it. The patriarchs, they were hunting for it. But for you, my brother, my sister, because of that day on Calvary, freely given, praise be the name of the Lord. How would you turn it down, my brother? How would you turn it down to join the denomination? How would you turn it down to substitute something for it with the pleasures of this world? Why not accept it, my brother? Accept that day on Calvary. Accept that day on Calvary. He gave his life freely for you, my brother. You were supposed to die, but he gave his life because of you. 72, but on that day on Calvary, there wasn't a lamp on this earth, but it was the lamp of God that was dying, wallowing on his own blood. He was hacked. He was chopped and beat and spit on and slammed and smacked and everything by the world, and the blood dropping off his locks. The reason why he suffered all this is because of you and me, my brother. Therefore, my brother, if you are accepting that day on Calvary, you can challenge every evil spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. What do you do in return, my brother? You have to live right. You have to dress right. You have to talk right. Do everything right, my brother. If you appreciate that day on Calvary, 78. And now we want to see what we should do in return. Now in return, when Jesus died on Calvary, he not only paid the price for our sins, but he also paid the price and made a way that we could follow him. So you should follow him, my brother, because of that day on Calvary. For we as the fallen Adam, that has been redeemed. We want to accept Calvary, my brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You cannot blame the Lord Jesus Christ. He did his part. You have to do yours in accepting him. 18. Now we say, well, I appreciate that. That's very fine. But we've got to accept it. And to accept it is to accept his person, Christ in your heart. Then we are free from sin. Therefore, there is no sin. Shackles hanging on us.
God
just, we never sinned. The perfect sacrifice made a perfect. For Jesus said, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Then there is no more to be done, but we are made perfect in the presence of God. Now there, where we lose our position, if we don't watch, we try to look back to where we was. As long as we look back to where you was, the sacrifice means nothing to us. Oh, can't you see church? Can't you see
church?
People whom Brother Branham was preaching to, they said amen.
Amen.
I will not try the job. I can't, and neither can you. There is no need of trying. You are lost to begin with, as long as you look to what you have done. But don't look at what you have done. Look at what Calvary, or that day on Calvary, did for you. That day on Calvary, it paid your price. It settled the question. Your sins be as scarlet, they are as white as snow. Red like crimson, like white like wool. Then you have no sin. You are perfectly sinless. No matter what you have done or what you do, you are still sinless. Only as long as you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, your sins are forgiven. Anything is forgiven, is remitted, and forgot about. That day on Calvary gives you eternal life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you receive eternal life by receiving that day. And you don't live for yourself no more. You live for others. What is living for others? Is living for everyone. No selection. Don't choose.
To
say this one I will live for this one. But as for this one I don't live. Prophet says 87. Well, Brother Branham, I can live for this brother because he is such, he is sure a nice man. So you only don't live for nice people. That's not it. Live for that man who hates you. Live for that man who hates you. Live for that person who would kill you if they could. That day on Calvary. Live for that person who could kill you if he could. They killed him and he died.
Akafa.
That we might save them.
Kuti tikwanse kuvaponesa.
That he might save them.
Kuti akwanse kuvaponesa.
That's eternal life.
Ndiwo upenyu usingaperi.
When you, that's in your bosom,
kana iwe uri muchipfuwa mao,
you are facing heaven then,
wakatarisana nedenga.
But you sacrifice your own things.
Asiwopira zvinhu zvako iwe
pachako. Give them up.
Wozviregera.
Like the sheep gives its wool.
Se gwai rinopa
shinda yazo. And then you look on towards Calvary.
Wotarisa kumuchinjikwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
129.
Pa 129.
Now notice.
Zvinocherechedzai.
The greater works was to have the power in the church.
Mabasa makuru kuve nesimba muchurch.
Not only to heal the sick.
Kwete kungopodza vanorwara
bedzi. By prayer or cast out devils by prayer.
Nemunamato kana kudzinga madhimoni
nemunamato. But impart eternal life to believers. It is good to cast out demons. It is good to heal the sick. But we should be able to impart eternal life. The Holy Ghost was coming and given unto the hands of the church to impart life. Oh, that's what Calvary meant. It took stooped, degraded men and women and lifted them in a place to be sons and daughters of God. Praise be the name of
the
Lord. Be honest to yourself, my brother. You were stooping so low, degraded. No one wanted even to look at you for the second time. But praise be the name of the Lord. That day on Calvary, even the devil himself, he is now looking at you because the Lord Jesus Christ died for you. You are now somebody amongst people now because of that day on
Calvary.
So you should appreciate it, my brother. To heal the sick and impart eternal life by giving the Holy Ghost unto obedient believers. Men who were once unbelievers be made believers and impart spiritual eternal life. How much greater is it? Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank him for dying for us on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paragraph 33. Living, dying, buried, rising, coming.
Amen.
Sure, he had to do it. The veil hung between man and God. And that opening veil revealed the way to heaven, joy and endless day. Calvary means something, means more than we can express. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. He's been condemned now. Sin has no more hold. When he screamed at the cross, it's finished. Sin died. Now it's dead. It's done with. It's powerless. It's lifeless. Think of it, people. That sin, that enemy to human beings, is dead and lifeless. It has no more effect. It can't, no wonder the sun shut off its vision. The stars would not shine. The earth turned black. It was all being redeemed. Now it's dead. It's buried. It's lifeless. It's no more life in it. Then it must be buried. What was buried? The word of God was buried. For it was the sin offering. It was the burnt lamb. It was burnt up with the fires of iniquity. That sinless lamb that knowed no sin. That God who knowed no wrong. His life has been given. And there hung the sin offering. Buried, he carried my sins far away. He must be buried. The body, the sin offering must be buried. That's why many, after a while, will walk one by one to this pool and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Why something has took place? That spirit that came out of that body, when he screamed, "It's finished," has condemned sin in our bodies. We must bury it to the remembered no more. I'm so glad that it is. When anything is buried, it's hid out of sight. And buried, he carried my sins away. God can see our sins no more. For they are buried. They are buried where? In the sea of forgetfulness. Think of a sea of forgetfulness. God cannot remember them no more. Because they are both dead and buried. It cannot even be remembered no more. They are out of God's memory. Praise be the name of the Lord. 36, beginning of ending of the Gentile dispensation. Now before you can have a victory, there has to be a battle. If there is no battles, there is no victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No victories
apana kukunda
if there are no battles.
Kana pasina kurwa.
So you should, in actual fact,
pachokwani,
you should say, "Come battles."
Unofana kutoti hondo ngadziuye.
So that you are declared victorious and a winner.
Kuti uzopuwa zita rekunzi mukundi.
I want to believe.
Ndoda kutenda kuti.
The reason why even also is in the Bible to say David, he overcame Goliath. It was indeed victory. If David had fought a small little boy, I don't want to believe it was going to be contained in the Bible. That is not deemed victory. But when he faced somebody who was so humongous, now, and he defeated him. That qualifies to be victory. So, brother and sister, when you come into those fiery trials, sickness fighting you, Yes, when you overcome,
wongu pa uno kunda,
you are then qualified to be called a victor.
Wakukwanza kukodzera kunzi mukundi.
So we ought to be thankful for the battles and the trials, and is God giving us the opportunity to have victory?
Tinofanira kutenda Mwari. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Did you hear that?
Mazinzwere.
When you have a battle,
Pauno pinda mukuru,
when you face trials,
Pauno sangana nemiyezo,
you should be thankful.
Unofanira kutenda Ishe.
Because God is giving you an opportunity.
Nekuti Mwari vari kukupa mukana.
To have victories.
Kuyekuti ukunde.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah, you can even go hunt.
Nogona kutenda kutono vima.
So that we have those victories.
Kutono vima hondo idzi kuti wane kukunda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my, don't that make you a little bit better now?
Izvo hazviite kuti unzwe here zviri nani.
The battle come along.
Hondo inouya.
Somebody saying something bad about you.
Mumunhu ari kutaura zvakaipa pamusoro pako.
Sickness comes to you.
Urwere hwouya kwauri.
So you should, in fact, if somebody says something bad about you,
kana mumunhu akataura zvakaipa pamusoro pako,
you go in prayer.
Namata.
Start thanking the Lord.
Wotanga kutenda Ishe.
Say, Lord, I want to thank you.
Ishe ndoda kutendai.
Something bad has been spoken of me.
Pane zvakaipa zvataura pamusoro pangu.
Because it's giving me an opportunity.
Nekuti zvandipa mukana.
To be a victor.
Yekuti ndive mukundi.
Even something or sickness that comes your way,
kana urwere ukauya kwauri,
you should be thankful.
Unofanira kutenda.
Maybe God give you those light afflictions,
pamwe Ishe vanokupa tumwe tumarwadzo,
that he might heal you,
kuti vakupodze,
and show his favor to you,
varatidze favor yavo kwauri.
Let you see what he means by it.
Vaone kuti vanorevei kubudikidza naizvozvo.
He loves you.
Vanokuda.
That day on Calvary.
Zuva riapa Calvary.
We have to accept it, my brother.
Tofanira kurigamuchira hama.
We want to thank God for that day on Calvary. Tinotenda
Mwari nezuva reCalvary.
It means quite a lot for us.
Zvinoreva zvakawanda kwatiri.
It means we should live victorious lives.
Tinofanira kurarama upenyu hwekukunda.
We should overcome sin.
Tinofanira kukunda chivi.
Because of that day on Calvary.
Nekuda kwezuva reCalvary.
Everything that you desire, my brother,
zvose zvaunoshuvira hama,
it was paid for on Calvary. Because of that day on Calvary. You can challenge every sickness, you can challenge every devil because of that day on Calvary. Tonight I'm saying, even if your loved ones are not message believers, as we are talking about that day on Calvary, you can even claim them in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the very reason he went on the cross of Calvary. To ensure your requests are many. Your prayer requests are satisfied. Don't be lazy, my brother. Don't be lazy, my sister. To ask of God because of that day on
Calvary.
You can also take it by force. To say, Lord, why did you die on that day on
Calvary?
Was your death in vain? Then you approach him to say, Lord, I am coming under my son. I am coming after my daughter. I am claiming him in the name of Jesus Christ. I am coming after my husband. I am coming after my wife. He is troubling me. She is troubling me. But because of that day on Calvary, I have power. I have power to say, peace be still. That day on
Calvary,
why Christ speak? That day on
Calvary,
you speak the word, God will bring it to pass. It is not you who chose yourself. You did not ask the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross. On his own accord, he went on the cross of Calvary. On his own accord, he took the cross, because it was freely given to you, my brother. Freely ask. You can freely ask tonight. What things shall you ask? Anything that you want, my brother. If you want to live a Christian life, a genuine Christian life, tonight we are saying that day on Calvary. You are given the power, my brother. Even Lord Jesus Christ, that's the reason why he died. Paul, under the shipwreck, he went into an island. And then when they were gathering sticks, a viper wound on his hand. And the barbarous people say, for sure this man is a murderer. Because he should have died in the sea. But he escaped. Now we are offering him firewood and fire to warm himself. Now the viper is on his hands. They said he was going to die. But they said, after such a great while of a look, they changed. They say he was a god. Why was it like that? Paul knew that day on
Calvary.
He knew what that day on Calvary meant. You shall take poison. And if serpents bite you, they shall not harm you. He believed that day on Calvary. No wonder why no harm. He felt no harm. Praise be the name of the Lord. It is not iniquitous even for people to say you are a god, because you will have displayed godly deeds. No wonder why Paul was called a god, because he had displayed that he had Christ within him. We are looking for a sister. We are looking for a brother who, when faced with situation, I don't care what sort of situation, if he remembers that day on Calvary, you can just challenge that situation like what our Lord Jesus Christ did. He simply said, peace, be still. What is troubling you tonight? You have the right tonight to say peace, be still. Because he died for you on the cross of Calvary. Every wile of the devil, it has to fight in. It should listen. It should obey. Because deity is in you. That day on Calvary meant deity was going to leave heaven. If you are looking for deity in heaven, you won't find him. Because of that day on Calvary, deity is no longer in heaven. Deity is in you. So as you walk, my brother, my sister, know that you are walking with deity. You are enveloping deity. As you are enveloping deity, indeed you can speak things into existence, out of existence. Deity said, let there be light. And there was light. Another one who was enveloping deity, when he came before the sea, he spoke and said, these Egyptians whom you see, you shall see them again no more forever. He knew his position. I am looking for a sister tonight who is saying, I am sick and tired of living under my privilege. Tonight I've been told that day on Calvary there are benefits associated with that day. You are saying the waters have been stirred. I am jumping in. I am jumping in. Oh, brother, my sister, I want you to know, it was only in the olden days where only one person was going to be healed. But I say tonight, as the waters have been stirred, we are not looking for one person. We are not looking for one person. Because him, the Lord Jesus Christ, that angel who was coming at specified periods, the prophet told us, everywhere where this message is preached, the angel of the Lord is in attendance. I want to say tonight, we are preaching the word of God. We are preaching Malachi 4 message. I believe the angel of the Lord is here tonight. I am challenging any devil tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Any opposing spirit, I challenge you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I know he is in present. He is in church tonight. Because he is in church tonight, there is no situation, my brother. I'm repeating, there is no situation that which the Lord cannot handle. Because he died for you on Calvary. Tonight I'm praying, I'm saying, my brother, if there is a situation, I don't care how many years it has been troubling you. Tonight I'm saying, because of that day on Calvary, it has to come to a stop. The royal seed of Abraham, we possess the gate of the enemy. I don't care what seed, I don't care what gate you have, as long as it is the gate, tonight it has to go. If there are foul spirits causing people to quarrel, causing people to do whatever, we are binding them tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. He died on the cross that day on Calvary so that we be victorious. Tonight, my brother, it is your night, my sister. You claim whatever you want. Ah, brother, you claim it. You claim it, my brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why did he die on the cross? Why did he die on the cross? So that you can be victorious. Satan is a loser tonight. Satan is a loser. We will not fear him. We will challenge him. Go and fight the devil. He is a bluff. He is a defeated enemy. He is defeated on that day on Calvary. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mandi Baba Tiza, Muno Shani, Aiwa Pa Gorogota, Pa Gorogota, Pa Gorogota Apo. Jesus. Brother Steve Marunya, come.
Brother Steve Marunya.